live and sharing with us and giving your input on our subjects and just being so enthusiastic.
It's my honor, and I'm always so grateful for listeners and you and all the radio support, all the people at the radio station and all the support they provide and help and service. It's wonderful. It really is.
Yeah, that's right. We really thank Magnus, and we thank Carnivar. We thank Jesse, Robin, Jujul, and Chris. All the volunteers up here that, you know, they bring shows up here too, and they try to promote the same thing, a lot of positivity.
Yeah.
And it's just a really wonderful environment to come up and just get recharged. Like, this is my recharge every week. So,
yes.
So anyways, I better let you go for now. So great to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good to be here.
Yeah. Lots of love to you on the week and weekend. And thank you. By the way, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and yourself.
Thank you.
And also,
everyone stay safe this weekend.
Yeah. 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 So we really bless you and got to say bye for now.
Bye for now. Love to everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. Yes, and we have our brother Wegedesk on the line. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
Excellent. Thank you so much, Chief, for having me, and thanks to all the listeners and staff there.
Yes, it's pretty awesome. We missed you at the beginning of our show, but we did some breaths, and I didn't know if you want to do some more.
Absolutely. I'm always down for some more deep breaths, folks.
Okay.
Under our belt.
Yeah, let's do it again.
All right. Let's do it, guys. Let's relax our belly, our shoulders, our lips. Let's really relax our soul and get these three amazing deep breaths into us. Let's do a big exhale and fill our lungs up huge. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. And one more time. Huge exhale. And one more. Let's do it. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we could do it all day, but we got to do some talking too.
That's right.
Yeah, so we have a subject, and it's on importance of truth. And we'd love to hear from you on that.
Absolutely. Oh, man, truth is like the backbone. Whenever I think of truth, I think of our backbone and just how important it is to keeping us upright and healthy and grounded in reality. And I think that's probably what's so important about the truth is that it is the most usable in a good way for us. I would say that the less of a truth something has, the less valuable it is to us, the less we can use it. And I also know that as we get better at using the truth, we instill or we build more faith in it. I know sometimes we can feel like sometimes people get away with lying and people get away with cheating and all that stuff because we might see them temporarily get away with it, but ultimately nobody really gets away with anything bad and we all get what we deserve. And so I think if we're using the truth, we can deserve better things for ourselves and make good calculations. And how about you, Chief? What do you feel about the importance of truth?
Well, it's I was reacting to some of it before, and it's just so important for us to be able to face it from time to time, especially when it has had some negative effects on us. And when we do face them and are able to deal with them, we can cause some healing. Because it's kind of like doing surgery. Like we're going into our brain and we're facing something that has happened to us in the past. And it's usually traumatic. And if we're able to do it in a healthy way through a counselor, because counselors, they know how to reconfigure it as we go through it, relive it, because it's like we're reliving that issue or pain. And as we're reliving it, we're able to alter our brains in how to carry on and accept it, and then to like put it to rest. And it's important for us to do that. And some of us, you know, we've got a lot of things that are in the past that are kind of repressed, and as we go through them and sift through them, we're able to kind of eliminate them. And if we don't, they're going to arise, and they're going to usually come out in a negative way. So as we deal with them and we're able to put them to rest, we'll be able to react in a more positive way in the future, and also to be able to prevent it. Because sometimes we create these cycles and they just keep continuing, going on and on and on. And that's kind of what leads to a lot of addictions. So, you know, as we resolve these negative impacts that have had, that have gone on through our lives, as we deal with them, then we get that more positive way of living and reacting to the truth as it comes out around us. And it gives us courage and strength to face up to, you know, the abuses that we can face, racism, discrimination, those awful things that we have to face from time to time. So yeah, I really appreciate your words and your wisdom that you bring to our show, and I really thank you and appreciate you, especially for your breathing exercises. They're always so wonderful and a great thing for our show.
Absolutely, Chief, and thanks again for reminding us with an awesome topic, some of the really important things that are always going on in our lives. So thanks for hosting the show, and I'm super blessed to be on with Eagle Nation.
Yes, thank you so much. Lots of love to you. Have a great rest of your week and weekend, and looking forward to hearing you again very soon.
That's right, bro. All the best for now.
Yeah, bye for now. All right, good to reconnect with our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq out in the East Coast. So we're going to carry on with our show. We're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and it's from Jesus Jones, right here, right now. Let's listen in. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. right, we're back. That was Jesus Jones right here, right now. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlech, my brother. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago, and a very extreme survivalist and a very heroic person that I look up to. And just a very special time to have him with us here live. How are you doing, Shkwait Shachlech?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I hear you had an exam today.
Yeah, lab work today. Next Thursday is the visit with the center.
Okay.
Stealing my blood to make sure it's functioning proper.
That's good. Yeah, so we have a subject today, and it's on the importance of truth. And we'd love to hear from you on that.
Truth, going by most mainstream media, they don't know what it is, up or down. But all I know is truth. Truth needs to be given and taken for any relationships to work properly. You know, without truth, you can't really have a relationship. And, that's on personal basis. And community-wise, truth is needed to help the community keep a moral compass, eh? Otherwise, we get all Sodom and Gomorrah and Troy-like. Looking to get punished by the Creator or whatever gods people believe in these days.
Or even Mother Nature reacting.
That's what I believe on the importance of truth. It's needed for the cornerstone of a personal relationship. Whether it be romantic or just a friendship. And for the community, helps us maintain and keep law and order.
Very, very wise and very important for us to realize and know these kind of issues. Lots of wisdom in your words. We really, really thank you for coming to our show live and sharing, and just even your music, it's just so awesome. I always like to go back in time with you as we get to rejoice and just enjoy what the past has given us, and draw light to some of these deep and dark issues that we come up with time to time. It's always important. So I really appreciate you and thank you for joining us. And I guess we're going to have to say bye for now.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And send all my love and affections out to you and the crew there. And the listeners.
Yes. Okay, well, good to hear from you. Keep on surviving out there, and keep your health and recovery on the positive side, and lots of love to you.
Lots of love to you guys there. Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. All right. That was Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkna, BC. And we're going to get on with the show. And we're going to get to Lady Fahima up next. But first, we're going to hear a song from Chris Knoll. And it's called Brutal Honesty. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll hopefully get a hold of Lady Fahima. Enjoy, everyone. Lady Fahima with us. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
Hello, dear Chief Shackley. I'm doing fantastic, and I'm just so privileged to be at the station. My love and respect to all the nation inside of the country, all the wonderful listeners in Canada and outside across the whole world. My respect and love to each one of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and we have our subject today is on importance of truth, and we'd love to hear words from you on that.
Absolutely. same as usual, is just so significant and so unique. The truth is that brings me, you know, the memory of the children at the residential school. This is the truth. This is the fact. This is the crime has taken a place. But however, with the truth, the justice is the next step. And after justice is the remedy that it should take a place for the landowner of the country, Canada. And this justice basically has to be followed, which it has been followed. And this is the truth, you know, that I can give the best example, you know, to the subject. And also I have, because of the limitation of the time, I'm watching my watch, my time. Dr. Payam Akhavan, that we had an interview with him, he was tremendously generous and kind and humble, unique soul, that he's the graduate from Canada. He's the stars of the world and Canada. He's sitting at the heart of Canada, basically. That he accepted that interview, and I have received so many requests that interview to be repeated. And I promised them within 2 weeks or so, we will repeat that interview. But also I have a great news. He allowed me to carry on and set the timing in the very near future for continuing our session, our interview with him. Of course, it will be done by you, Chief Shackley.
Beautiful and excellent.
Thank you. And also, I have another fascinating news for the wonderful listeners, especially for the student of Simon Fraser University. And also, I believe, and I do know that the UBC students as well are involved. And this is so unique and beneficial to everyone, especially the future of our tomorrow is the student or the students. And I just had made some arrangement for the interview very near future, very close, with CEO and president of St. Paul Hospital.
Wow.
She has a PhD degree. She is a young soul, noble, humble, highly educated, down to earth. And I heard that. And even at the Christmas time, he go to the cafeteria and handing the food to the staff. And this is so remarkable and so unique of her services and for the community and whatever she put, you know, in the universe, basically. And on top of all, after Dr. Akhavan, we have so unique international criminal lawyer that was sitting with the, he's fighting for the human rights and sitting at the United Nations with the team lawyers that they are under his supervision, direction, and decision making of his, they take the action. And now on the other hand, we have such a unique soul, Miss Fiona Dalton, CEO and president of the St. Paul Hospital, and she is female as a, you know, as a CEO. Wow. Mostly we hear the gentlemen are taking this position. But this is very unique time that a female, a unique soul like Miss Fiona Dalton, taking such a position, and we are going to have the interview with her. I'm so delightful and very happy that I could engage her time, her effort, and her voice to bring her voice, her voices to the voices, to the free voices of this station.
And I'm so glad on the behalf of Councillor Ferry, all these positive actions, powerful actions, so unique, so humble, so organic and sincere, is taking a place. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much for all the energy and hard work that you're doing in bringing these fantastic, wonderful people, role models of the world, to our program, Free
Absolutely.
Voices. So I really thank you, and I know we got to let you go for now, and I know you're busy, so we're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you.
Yes.
Have a wonderful...
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, have a wonderful week and weekend, and lots of love to you.
Bye. Lots of love to each one of you. Thank you kindly.
Okay, bye for now.
Yes, bye for now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls of all ages and other genders, we thank you for joining us here on Free Voices. And come back again next Thursday and Friday, or next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So we're going to say bye for now, and this is, we're going to go away with some Talisk Montreal. Enjoy your weekends, everyone.